image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Cross.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're not in the manger anymore. John saw him, and John walked with him, but when John saw him, he said he fell as a dead man because of the glory that was on him. Amen. The resurrected Christ. So see, we are the other side of the cross. We're the overcoming generation. Amen. We're the anointed ones. We're the remnant. We're the ones that are going to break through and see this end. So again, it's based upon the amount of territory or dominion that one has gained. I'm going to take my time with it. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 10 and 12. Genesis in the New Testament. Genesis chapter 2, verse 10 through 12. It says here, and a river went out of Eden. Now we've been studying the garden in Eden. A river went out of Eden. That's the atmosphere of God. The atmosphere of heaven is Eden. God planted a garden in Eden and placed the man in the garden. A river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. Where did it go out of?
Eden.
Come on, everybody.
Eden.
One more time. Where did the river go out of?
Eden.
The name of the first is Pison. That is it which compasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is delium and onyx and the onyx stone. I'm going to pause right there. Where did the river go out of?
Eden.
All right. And it went and it watered all these places. Gold was found there. All this stuff. And there's a lot more to just that verse of scripture, but I want you to get, the river went out of Eden. John chapter 7 verse 38, the gospel of John chapter 7 and verse 38. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now there's the same principle there. Out of Eden flowed rivers, a river that divided into four. Out of the atmosphere of heaven, Eden, which was placed in the earth, flowed a river. Now Jesus said, he that believes on me, as the word of God says, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Life flows out of you. Come on, life flows out. Tell somebody, I'm full of life. And this is an incorruptible life. This is eternal life. This is life with no end to it. This is life that transforms stuff. Okay, so we got that. Now the first realm of dominion must be realized inside yourself.
Amen.
You can talk dominion all you want, but if you haywire on the inside, if you're not believing God like the Bible says, see, there's so much twisting of the word right now. You know, you listen to people, you'd be confused. But he said, if you believe on me as the scripture has said. So the first realm where we must have dominion is inside. You have to realize dominion on you. In other words, you got to get yourself under control. You can't be thinking all kind of crazy thoughts. You can't be having nightmares over stuff you saw and talking all kind of crazy and doing all kind of crazy things and still think that you will have any measure of dominion.
Amen.
This is the first territory. That's
24/7.
The first realm of dominion has to be realized in inside yourself. Somebody say, it's me, oh God.
It's me, oh God.
Stop playing the blame game. Stop looking for excuses. My son, we were talking the other day, and we ran across something. He showed it to me, and it blessed me so. But we're gonna get into a study on this because I love quantum physics. The first five laws of physics. Incredible, and it's very biblical. Now this is real science. This ain't that fake science.
Amen, amen.
You got science. They talk about trust the science. Don't trust that science.
Hey.
But this is what governs the universe. And you can trust this. All right. So then once you have conquered and you're in control and disciplined on the inside, thoughts, emotions, intellect, all that soul realm, then it's expanded to include the outer domains. In other words, once you get this under control, you believe on him as the scripture said, it's going to flow.
Yeah.
It's going to touch stuff.
Yeah.
It's going it's not creating things because there's nothing being created. It's already here. But it will discover things. It will lead you to where God has already blessed you. God says, I've already blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. When we talk about energy, you know, Let me just give you an analogy here. Let's say a tree trunk. You know how you chop it up for firewood? You take the tree, the energy of the tree trunk, chop it up. You light it on fire. That tree trunk, the energy goes from being a tree trunk to being heat. And it goes from being heat to being fire.
Amen.
And then that fire burns it up, it becomes ash. It's the same thing, it just changed forms.
Amen.
Then you take the ash and you can put it on as fertilizer.
Amen.
The energy just changed. It just changed forms. It wasn't created, it wasn't destroyed.
Amen.
See, too many people are using their energy in negative ways. You're using your energy to think about what you don't have, what you can't do, what they said you can't do, what it looks like. You're wasting that. See, that energy you have, you're putting it somewhere. It'll either bless you or destroy stuff. Same energy. That's why God gave us the power of choice. That's why you heard me say, I choose to rejoice. I don't choose to be sad. Amen. Well, you got to choose. Because where you're sending it is going to create that. Or it's going to make that happen. That's a law of physics. So, again, once you conquer this, once you get your mind under control, and all these things under control, it'll expand to include the outer domains. Things in your life. Your children's life. It'll affect your finances. It'll affect your health. It'll affect your relationships. It'll affect your neighborhood. It'll affect the territory. It'll affect the nations. Wherever you go, God said, I gave that to you as an inheritance. It'll cause the earth to act a certain way. This is that last generation. This is the final Reformation. Okay, Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. I'm going to get into this, and then we're going to see, hopefully, if not, we'll just do another couple of teachings on it. But Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. Now, the Lord is saying this. This is who you are. You know something? Poverty is not a state of what you have or don't have.
Amen.
What kind of car you drive or don't drive.
Amen.
Catching the CTA or buying canned goods that save a lot.
Amen.
That's not poverty. Poverty is a state of mind.
Amen.
You can be rich, though have two nickels in your pocket. You can have all kind of money and be poor. You get that back up for me, Joe, if you will. This is who God has made us, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Somebody say, I'm a king.
I'm a king.
Now for you ladies, we know it's queen, but let's say I'm a king.
I'm a king.
Right? So we're kings. He has made us kings. Amen. He is the king of kings.
Amen.
So tell somebody right now, I'm a king. Come on, tell them, I'm a king. Tell somebody else, I'm a king. Remind yourself of that until you really believe it. See, the word of a king is law. That's where decrees come in. As a king, when you decree a thing, God said, it is established unto you. And the light shall shine upon your ways. But that's when you believe on him, as the scripture has said. What we have to add to the mix is faith. Believing on him as he said in the word. Doesn't matter what state you are in, your standing doesn't change. Some of us need to cut that onion and start peeling them layers back to get to the real you. People have told you this, told you that, done this to you, done that to you. Peel that onion back till you discover the real you.
Amen.
That king come out shining. Amen. Bold, full of courage. What is it my God can't do? Stop talking sickness and disease, lack and in infirmity and poverty. Stop talking that stuff. Start talking like a king. Start acting like a king. Start being a king. Why? That's who you are. 24/7, that's who you are. You must conquer that inner man, that inner territory. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 through 18. Let me read that quickly. Colossians 1, 9 through 18.